When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1209. Which Ninja Turtle are you? By Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, when I first read the title of this post, I almost jumped for joy. As a kid, I was obsessed with the Ninja Turtles. I saw the original movie back in 1990 at least 7 times in the theater. I'm still not sure how I convinced my parents to let me do that. And as soon as it was released on VHS cassette, yes, VHS cassette, I made my parents buy it for me. And even though I had every single line of dialogue in the movie memorized, I could never decide which Ninja Turtle I liked the most. I just remember thinking Casey Jones was a jerk. Now, maybe after reading Steve's post, I'll be able to finally make a decision. Oh, but before we get there, it's the middle of the week, so I can't forget to share with you a little bit of inspiration. Quote, "Far away in the sunshine are my highest aspirations. I may not reach them, but I can look up and see the beauty, believe in them, and try to follow where they lead." Louisa May Alcott. All right, now we could finally get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Which Ninja Turtle are you? By Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com. I've been writing for Nerd Fitness for some time now, and I've published over 267 articles that cover pretty much every nerd subject under the sun. While driving to meet up with my friend Jason at Core Body in Decatur for some workout advice, if you live in Atlanta and you're looking for a great trainer, by the way, Jason's your guy, I realized I had never written a single thing about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. For that, dear Nerd Fitness reader, I apologize. I don't know about you, but I grew up with the Ninja Turtles. I watched the cartoon, owned the first 2 movies on VHS, the 3rd one sucked, wore Ninja Turtles pajamas, adored TMNT2, the arcade game. And I can still do the dance from Vanilla Ice's cameo in the 2nd film. Go, Ninja, go! With this being a safe haven of nerdy fitness enthusiasts, I thought today would be a great opportunity to analyze the intricacies of the personalities of each turtle and how they can apply to your own fitness training. After that, we can discuss which personality most resembles your training style, or which turtle you'd like to model yourself after. Oh, and don't bother telling me which turtle is the best, because we all know that answer. First up, Leonardo, the turtle. Leonardo is the leader of the Ninja Turtles. He's slightly older, wiser, and studies harder to perfect his talents when compared to any of the others. Always trying to learn as much as possible from Master Splinter, this blue-masked turtle takes his life very seriously and tries to lead by example. Although he loves his brothers, Leo often worries that they don't train with enough dedication. He is generally the calmest of the bunch, but that doesn't mean you should piss him off. This badass will light you up like a Christmas tree with his two katana blades if you make him angry. The human. You are Leonardo, and you take your fitness training very seriously. You wake up at the same time each morning, go to bed at the same time each night, always eat healthy, structured meals, and train with absolute conviction. You scour the internet for fitness blogs, you read any book or magazine that will help you along your journey, and your time spent exercising is always considered an opportunity to push harder or learn more. Although you still have fun with your friends, you eat well on the weekends, you're the responsible one in your group, and you try to set examples for those around you by making good decisions at all times. You're level-headed, take criticism well, and always looking for ways to better yourself. Next, Donatello, the turtle. Don is a ninja who can wear purple and get away with it. Using his bow staff, Don will pick apart any enemy with surgical precision. Widely considered to be the smartest ninja turtle, Donatello is known for his skills as a scientist, inventor, engineer, and technological genius. Because he's so smart, he does what he can to avoid conflict when possible, instead solving situations with his cunning intellect. He loves fixing things, hanging out with his brothers, and devising plans to defeat the evil Shredder. How you train. You are Donatello, and you are one analytical individual. Before you walk into a gym or begin a run, you have a specific game plan. Exactly how many sets, reps, and exercises, or how far and fast you need to run in order to be better than the last time. You probably have an Excel sheet on your computer that has chronicled your last few months of training with graphs to show your progress, strengths, and weaknesses. You count every single calorie you eat on sparkpeople.com or dailyburn.com, and you probably weigh yourself daily. You're always looking for a way to improve, whether it's new equipment that can shave a few seconds off your time, a new exercise that can build muscle with greater efficiency, or a minuscule change to your diet that can drop your body fat by a percentage point. Next, Raphael, the turtle. Raph is known for his quick temper, sarcastic deadpan humor, and ability to do some serious damage with his deadly pair of psi. This red masked turtle is incredibly aggressive, never hesitating to throw the first punch. He often chooses to go out and do things on his own, which can get him into trouble when he bites off more than he can chew by overestimating his abilities. Stubborn as a mule, and known for going to emotional extremes, Raph has a tendency to go absolutely berserk while in battle. Don't make him angry. How you train. You are Raphael, and you like to train alone. When at the gym or out running, you go into the zone. Headphones in, block out everything around you, focusing only on the task at hand. You have the ability to push through pain and limitations, often accomplishing feats that you previously thought impossible. If you're a weightlifter, it means you can pump yourself up to lift heavier than normal. If you're a runner, it means you always have something left in the tank for those last 30 seconds. However, you're also quite stubborn, which means you have a hard time giving any less than 100% and will accept nothing less, which means you're more prone to overtraining and injury. You don't really take criticism very well, as you'd rather learn the hard way by trying it yourself before learning it from somebody else. Lastly, Michelangelo, the turtle. Youngest of the bunch, Michelangelo is a party dude. Mikey tries not to take life or his training too seriously, but that doesn't mean he's a pushover. He'll still own you with his nunchucks. Lighthearted, friendly, and non-confrontational, this orange-masked reptile enjoys spending his time skateboarding through sewers, reading comic books, and cracking jokes. Mikey has, quote, an unparalleled level of sensitivity to the feelings of those around him, and as a result, feels a very real and serious need to help those less fortunate, end quote. Thanks, Wikipedia. Oh, and nobody loves pizza more than him. The trainer. You are Michelangelo, and you are a free spirit when it comes to your training. You'd prefer to get your exercise through rock climbing, yoga, and surfing, rather than spend 1 minute in a stuffy gym with a bunch of stiffs. If you're a runner, you do so barefoot, without a stopwatch, and you do it because you enjoy it. You try not to take life too seriously either. Sure, you eat healthy and natural when possible, but if somebody put a plate of hot wings or cookies in front of you, you'd still eat them. The world is just a giant playground. the sun is shining, the waves are crashing, and you're smiling. So, which turtle are you? You just listened to the post titled, Which Ninja Turtle Are You? By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. All right, so after reading this post to you, I am no closer to determining which Ninja Turtle is my favorite. And when it comes to which one most resembles my training style, well, they all do. Scratch that. Maybe not Michelangelo. I'm a bit too structured to appreciate that style of training. But I find that I incorporate aspects of Leonardo's, Donatello's, and Raphael's personalities in my approaches to training. I like planning my workouts and meals. I like carefully reviewing published studies. I also enjoy listening to experts. But I do appreciate working out alone and can be very stubborn at times. And to me, that's okay. Ideally, I would want to take the best of each of the Ninja Turtles' personalities and use them to become the best version of myself. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.